John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Adam Ray is going to be in town this weekend, tonight and tomorrow night, for two shows at Helium Comedy Club at 7:30 and 10 o'clock. You can always get tickets through 215-496-9001 or, of course, heliumcomedy.com. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Yes, or just DM me on Facebook or LinkedIn. You know, just
I meant to introduce you as the 12th man of comedy.
Thank you.
All right. Being the Seattle fan.
Too soon. You want to talk about my parents' divorce next? Jeez, you guys are just too dark to the heart right away.
Hey, you know, the week's over, you know.
We got
another game coming.
Congrats.
You a big football fan?
I'm a huge football fan.
Yeah.
I actually quit football to play Danny Zuko in Greece my sophomore year of high school. But because I was like, you know, there was a part of me.
Well, there's commitment to the craft. I mean,
there's a certain point, I think, for all dudes with sports where it's like, if I'm not going to go pro, and also like basketball is like one of my main sports, and I wanted to go pro in that, but my mom was like, you know, there are no Jews in the NBA. And I'm like, you're right. You've never heard Rosenbaum for three. Because it's so funny, people try to make me feel better that we don't have the Sonics anymore by reminding me that we still have the WNBA team, the Seattle Storm. And I'm like, don't console me about something by reminding me about something that exists that I'm not into to make me feel better. It's like if your car got towed and somebody's like, hey, it sucks your car got towed, but hey, at least Trader Joe still sells vegan meatloaf. It's like, who gives it? Dude, I don't even eat meatloaf, you know? But yeah, it's football is so big in Seattle. And I told you guys before, I went to the Super Bowl with Brad Williams, my podcast partner and heterosexual life mate. And if you don't, by the way, if you don't have a dwarf best friend in your life, pick one up for the holiday season. Because don't steal one.
Well,
that's 7 years
now,
bad luck.
Because they're all left over from Santa.
They're all left over, dude. Yeah, so we went to the Super Bowl. He's a diehard Broncos fan. I'm a diehard Seahawks fan. And we were like, we got to go. We said at the beginning of the season, we're like, if our teams go, we got to go and spend for tickets. And so we go. And you know, it was not much of a game. And at halftime, you know, I'm looking at him. And he's like, all right, there's still hope. I think we could still pull it off. And then we run back the second half kickoff. And I'm looking at Brad. And it was like he found out that, like, the Keebler elves all went down in a fire. Like, he looked so sad. Like, and then you turn from, like, fan to concerned friend. Because I'm like, hey, I'm like, my buddy's having a bad time. We paid all this money. We came to the game. And also, I don't know what happens if a dwarf cries at the Super Bowl. Like, do we all turn into stone? Like what's the myth here? Like, what's the protocol? And so I start trying to suggest things to, like, make him feel better. I'm like, Brad, you know, maybe, like, you know, maybe run onto the field during the halftime show. You know, the Chili Peppers are going to be out there, and maybe you run out on stage and tie your shirt in like a knot and throw some cookies into the crowd, and everyone's like, oh, he's their little Chili Pepper. Like, this guy's a part of the show. It'll be a viral video. You guys just got me choked up talking about my parents' divorce 90 seconds into the broadcast.
Who'd you go with?
Went with mom.
You went with mom?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Nice. By the way, I just had a flashback to like the therapy my mom tried to force me into, and the guy was like, who'd you pick? I was like, this doesn't feel like a way to make things better, you know? I would have picked your dad. He's got a cool high five. And he tipped me, you know? But yeah, I went with mom, and she's, you know, the greatest. But my mom is on, like, she's like one of those super Jewish supportive moms where she's commenting on Facebook, like, you know, on everything I post, sharing everything. She comments on a lot of pictures of food because she's also in her 60s and doesn't know what to use Facebook for. So friends will post pictures of, like, I bet these kids forgot what casserole looks like, right? And then she'll comment, like, you know, yum. And I'm like, mom, you can probably just think that. You don't have to put that down on the keyboard. Internalize that emotion. Sometimes she just says what the food is. She's like, lasagna. I'm like, it's not a game show, mom. You don't have to guess the food. People know what that is. She wanted me to, like, be a professional saxophone player because I played the clarinet for 3 years, from fifth grade to eighth grade. And she was like, please transition to the sax. I remember she had one of her boyfriends, like, buy me a sax. It was, like, so used. And I remember, like, I opened it up and it, like, smelled like farts and soup. And, like, and like I was like, dude, where did you buy this at? From a homeless guy? And, like, the reed felt like it had just been used. And he was like, but he was such a, like, a man, like, this is what I, like, I'm, you know, I'm banging your mom. And, like, like, you're welcome. Like, I'm the cool boyfriend bringing used saxophones over. And I was so, even at, like, 10, I was like, what a douche. Like, this thing, like, is, like,
you made
me not want to play the clarinet. Like, this plan backfired.
Would you please explain to Steve that the clarinet and the oboe are two drastically different instruments?
They're the most different It's yeah,
yeah, dude. But they look.
It's like
exactly
Caitlyn and Bruce Jenner. They're two completely different things.
but they look exactly the same.
Also,
yes.
All right, not with that attitude. No, the oboe. Well, which one does Kenny G rock? The oboe, right?
No. Kenny G plays the alto alto sax.
Oh, that's
no,
right.
Not alto sax.
Soprano sax.
Soprano sax. Yeah. That's what he was, right?
Well, can you imagine? I don't know if Kenny G's married, but like in the heyday of Kenny G,
right?
Imagine Kenny G at like a frat party or wherever, like, and people are hanging out, and he's just like, just bust out that sax, like, come on, like that guy, and the long hair, you know? I'm getting turned on. I don't know about you guys, but like,
I'm about to bust your Kenny G mind.
What?
You ready for this? Do you know he's filthy wealthy?
By the way, that's the third time this morning someone said that to me. I'm gonna bust your Kenny G mind.
Okay, he's filthy wealthy.
Is he?
You know why? Early investor in Apple.
No.
Yes.
Way.
Yeah. New jobs. Put money
new
in.
Jobs.
Right. Put money in. Right. And him and Billy Squier, both of them.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. Big Apple investors.
So
never.
He's just
they don't
like,
have to record another damn thing forever.
Now, well, A, that's a bummer because, like, we're all sitting back patiently waiting for more KGs, you know?
Right,
like, we're all waiting for Kevin Garnett to come out of retirement and for the original KG to start laying down some tracks and giving me some whoopee soundtracks.
Now, let me ask you, I want to get back to Brad Williams for a moment.
Yeah, please.
All right. Is it his fiance or his wife? Did they get married yet?
They are married, yeah.
They are married.
They met on a threesome app. You know that, right? He's told that story. It's not like...
No.
I mean, it's
all
his...
All he told her is she can sew.
She can sew. She can cook. She's like martial arts. I mean, like, first time I met her, she like punched me in the chest. And I was like, dude, this is not going to work for me. I was like, we're going to have to hug or like bow. Like, this is the straight up left jabs, like in the middle of the afternoon is not going to happen anymore. And he's got jokes and whatnot, but the story's pretty public. Yeah, they met on a threesome app. They were supposed to obviously have a third a party, and that party didn't show up. So then it was like, you know, the classic threesome love story.
A tale as old as time.
Yeah, it is. That was the original Beauty and the Beast song was about that. Yeah, people don't know Angela Lansbury was based on a threesome she almost had. And that's why she got the job. Because they're like, who knows tea and threesomes better than Lansbury? Yeah. The third one didn't show up, so I met my soulmate.
Adam Ray is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 at 10 at Helium Comedy. You get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Thank you so much.
Pleasure to be here. Go Eagles,
coming
man.
In. Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah. And say hi to Brad for us.
I will. He's actually under the table. If you just look down. Hey, yeah, there he is. Yeah. You get a dwarf. Yeah.
I wonder why you were smiling all that time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.